Back to Love Letters to Broadway podcast, where we're two besties who talk about all things Broadway, but especially Broadway tips, tricks, advice, and all the lotteries that we've been losing. My name is Skylar.
And I'm Michelle.
And this week we have something special. We're going to talk about, our hyperfixation songs, of course, and Broadway news and all that jazz, but we're also, with the holidays coming up, giving you some advice on some gifts, which is exciting. And we're going to talk
Yes.
about shows that have very long runs.
Yes, I'm very excited for this episode, and I'm sure there are people out there who need help with
Oh,
planning for the
yeah.
holidays, I am sure.
I'm sure not everybody has finished their list, although we all hope to be, but.
Yeah. You guys may have seen me posted a little bit of what our personal list would be on TikTok.
Yeah, and also on TikTok we have like it broken down like between like shows, just gift ideas too. So you could go there, but we're just going to talk about it in long form now, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. So for hyperfixation songs for the week, would you like to start or do you want me to start?
You could go first.
Okay. So again, I'm having one of those weeks where I feel like I haven't been listening to music that often.
I was gonna say the
But
same thing.
what?
I was gonna say the same thing with me.
Yeah, I just think there's too much going on right now that I feel like I don't have time. I guess if I have to pick a list of what I've maybe played a little bit, it would be this. In third is actually a newer song on my list that I've added to my list because you mentioned it last week on your list, and now I got into
Oh,
it,
we do that a
which
lot, don't
is,
we?
we do, which is Tell Me Earnest from Death
Iconic.
Becomes Her. I can't stop listening to it. It's so good.
So good.
I love the part where she, where Megan Hilty goes, "Oh, look at her, she's furious."
Yeah. That is so funny. We need to see it closer. So I think we'll die of laughter.
I think we'll appreciate it more. I'm just nervous again to do a lottery
Me
or
too.
something. Because one, what if with lottery we get mezzanine, which was horrible. And two, I don't think there is a two. I just am nervous to do a lottery.
We're just like stressed and like over it.
Just like
Maybe.
it's sometimes I like being in control of where we sit.
I was gonna say the same thing. I think it's because we're control freaks.
Yeah. But
Like a
also
wee bit.
like
A
but
wee bit.
all a wee bit, but I also like I just hate when we get like screwed over. Like when we like
Yeah.
I felt like when we rushed Death Becomes Her and they were like, "Okay, you can sit here, but this is an amazing view, blah blah blah." I just feel like we were screwed over. Like I feel like they took the box office lied to us.
I forgot about that. Yeah,
Remember
can you just
that?
look at me for a second? Have a holly jolly Christmas.
I wish you guys could see Skylar right now. She has an ugly Christmas sweater on. She has
Can you hear
Christmas
the jingles?
earrings. Wait, jingle it again? No, I don't hear the jingles.
I'm about to
But
flash you. I
she has an ugly Christmas sweater on. She has Christmas earrings. She's drinking out of a Santa mug. She has a Christmas tree hair clip in her hair. And also her hair now is like this brunette-y red color. So it just all matches.
forgot about that. Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know if our friends have seen your new hair yet.
No, because even like the pictures I've been using have been like old pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe tomorrow. Oh.
Maybe tomorrow. We have a surprise in store for tomorrow, but we're not discussing what it is because it's our night of peace and relaxation.
Wait, we're not gonna tell them?
Although we actually could discuss what it is because by the time this comes out, we'll have seen it.
Yeah, so let's talk about after hyperfixation songs.
Okay,
Make
back to
them
songs.
wait. Make them wait.
Back to songs. So, and number two for the week is again, What Is This Feeling from Wicked?
It's so good.
And then number one for the week is once again, Never Fall in Love with an Elf from Elf.
Yeah.
Because I love that song.
Everybody
And
needs to
I.
go listen to it.
Everyone needs to go listen to it. And I know I said this last week, but if you are a youngin' out there who's auditioning for shows and you need a song to sing, do that
Yeah.
song because it's unique and I don't think a lot of people know about it.
Yeah, and especially like you don't wanna keep singing like Wicked or stuff like that.
Absolutely not. It's like the last thing you should do at an audition. So, those are my songs for the week. What are your songs like?
Okay, so I've been like weird. Like, I don't know. I've been mostly listening to Christmas songs. So like at three, I'm going with Where Are You Christmas from The Grinch. You know.
I
I
wasn't
don't know.
expecting
Where are you,
Christmas.
Christmas? I don't know.
Why can't I find you?
If I feel like if there's a depressing Christmas song, I find it. Like,
It the version from the movie?
I like the Cindy Lou version. I know Faith Hill does good, but nothing's better than a Cindy Lou Who.
Very true.
Nothing's better. So I've been listening to that. Which is iconic. At number two, I've been back in my Jamie Moscato phase.
Really? I
So
haven't heard that name in a bit.
yeah, I don't know what made me think of him again, and then now I can't stop. So I'm back on Meant to Be Yours. Just the way he sings it, like I don't think I'll ever be unwell. Well, I'll ever be well again.
You
That's
know
what I meant
what's
to
so
say.
funny? Like to think about how opposite that is from Where Are You Christmas sang by a child. It's so different.
It's meant to be yours. Where are you,
Okay, so Skylar this week is listening to Children and Serial Killers.
Christmas? Literally, that's where my brain is at. Watch out, world. Watch out.
Watch out. So what's number one?
So number one is just like my, cause my our Spotify and Apple Wrapped. So I've been listening to like the playlist they give. So like I'm back in the throwing in the towel phase where I like loop it
Great
because
song.
I just can't stop.
And that's perfect leg
Segue.
what I said leg
Yeah, so Segue. Legway.
that's a perfect segue into what we're doing tomorrow.
We're breaking our show spell. It's like a dry spell, but it's a show spell.
Yay.
We're breaking it.
Is breaking. We are going to
Drumroll,
The
please. The
Outsiders.
Outsiders. I'm so excited.
We actually bought tickets like humans.
Isn't that weird?
not, we buy tickets every time, but we usually get a little deal on like SeatGeek or lottery,
Yeah.
whatever it is. But this time we actually spent money on telecharge,
We said, treat
regular
yourself.
pricing. Yeah, treat yourself for the holidays.
Literally. Literally.
I think
Yes.
we need to manifest a really good show tomorrow. So all of you, please manifest that we had a good show.
Yeah. I think, like, honestly, we were talking about this the other day, and, like, only theater people understand this. I was like, we need outsiders physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I was like, we just need to go see it. Like, I know people are like, why are you seeing the same show so many times? But like there's something about it that like it feels like a new show when we go.
It's true. It's different every time. And, usually we see like a different cast. There's always some sort of understudy on, but like,
Yeah.
or we sit in a different spot and it's always like a different experience. You also have a different audience every time. The audience influences the show a lot. I just feel
Yeah.
like, and this is for both of us, we both the past few weeks have been having hard weeks with
Yeah.
work and with life.
Yeah.
And I think mentally we both just need a fun girls' night out.
Yeah.
Enjoying the outsiders, grooving to the music, giggling over boys.
Literally, like we just need it.
We
And
just need it.
I guess what we're most excited is that we actually bought box seats.
Yeah, which we've never, we've won lottery box seats for other shows, but we never actually bought box seats ourselves.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I'm excited for it to be just like the two of us in a box and we can like kind of fangirl all we want.
So I have, remember that sweater I was showing you yesterday? So guys, I'm into full into like I need to wear all my Christmas clothes before Christmas. So like every day I'm wearing a Christmas outfit. So I have a like sweater dress with a reindeer and like a Santa. that I was gonna wear to work tomorrow. I'm like, okay, I gotta pack something else
You know what?
after.
Honestly, Skylar, I think you should just wear
Did you say F
it. Well, I think you should say F it. And also, besides, like, if we stage door afterwards or
We're wearing a
whatever, like,
jacket.
we're wearing our jackets. It's winter now.
Yeah.
I
I
don't know,
don't
like,
know. I have
part of,
to decide.
I mean, like, I know we always try to dress cute. We always try to wear, like, our dresses and stuff. But, like, part of me is also like, tomorrow it's gonna be in the 20s. So I'm
20s?
like, yeah,
Okay.
it's gonna be cold. So I almost wonder, like, I'm thinking, do I just wear like jeans and a nice shirt or something? I gotta think about it, like a nice sweater.
Yeah, I was thinking of wearing a jumpsuit with tights underneath, like those thick tights, and then a sweater over that, like changing into that, and then, my big jacket.
That may
That's what I
work.
was thinking.
I just don't want you to get too cold.
Yeah.
Because you get colder than I get cold.
Yeah, I have my hat, my gloves, and my scarf packed.
Okay, good.
So we're good on that. Yeah,
So
I'm
I
excited.
guess we should get a little bit into some Broadway news for the week, starting with the announcement from Moulin Rouge of a new Duke starting.
I'm so excited about this
I'm
one.
so excited. So it was announced that Andy Karl will be replacing the Duke in Moulin Rouge, which I think is the best casting
Right?
choice.
Finally, they did a good casting.
Like I know I've said recently, like I'm like really over Moulin Rouge and I would not want to see it again, but I could be swayed for Andy Karl.
Kind of same. Because you know what? We've always seen the same Duke.
Yeah,
Right?
we never got a different one. And I feel like Andy Karl would
He's gonna be
kill
so
as
good.
the Duke.
He's so good. I saw him in Groundhog's Day.
I've always had a little.
Crush.
Actually, I saw them in Rocky.
Stop! He was in Rocky? Oh my God.
Oh, it was an enjoyable experience. But yeah, I've always had a little like crush. Like, you know when everyone has those crushes on like some older guys? He's always on my list.
Oh, because how old is he? I didn't even think about that.
He's definitely what? Let's see, Andy Karl age
Who would my crush
50.
be?
He's 50.
Who's my Broadway older crush?
Is it
Huh.
the Ramin? Ramin?
Oh, Rami Carlo. Yes.
Yeah, remember
Thank
when
you
they
very
called him
much.
Ramin a
That
few
was
weeks
so
ago?
funny. That was so funny. We should make a meme.
When you call
Although there's
Ramin
probably like
Ramin.
a million of them.
I'm
But
sure.
that one's gonna, that's such a good casting announcement.
I think
Like,
it's the best
so
one I've
good.
seen in a while.
Yeah. And another is, you ready to hear what's gonna replace Tammy Faye?
That's my drum roll.
Glenn Derrick Gary? Glenn Gary.
Glen, yeah, Glengarry Glen Ross.
Glenn Ross. Gonna replace Tammy Faye. And we have some thoughts. This is going to begin in March, March 10th.
I have a theory.
Let's hear it.
And I've shared this theory a little bit with Skylar, but I think Tammy Faye was always going to close. I do not think it has to do with the ticket sales. I mean, I'm sure it influenced it closing earlier, but I think if it didn't close now, I think it was going to close by January because these Broadway theaters, what I think a lot of people don't realize is that shows are slated to go into the theaters sometimes up to a year in advance or more. Like they
Yes.
already know what's coming. Even like the actors are made aware. Like I have one friend of my family who was recently in a Broadway show and I was like, why is your show closing? And he was like, well, this blah 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 show is slated to come into the theater. We have no choice.
Yeah.
And I think that was the case with Tammy Faye. I think if it wasn't for the ticket sales, I think it would have announced the closing in January, which is when a lot of Broadway shows announce their closing. But given that Glengarry Glen Ross is already opening in March, there is no way that was not pre-planned.
And that the casting announcement came a while ago. Like, I heard about Bill Burr being in it a while ago, and I'm excited because I love Bill Burr. But so they definitely knew. It was just like the way that people they kind of tell everybody.
Exactly. I think they definitely knew. I mean, like, there's no way they waited till December to figure out which theater it was going into.
That's what I'm saying. That would be weird to me because that's so close. When you think about it, March isn't that far away, which is weird.
It's not like we me and Skylar are already planning shows we want to see in February. Like we've already started booking
Yeah.
tickets to stuff. So like it's not far.
No, not at all.
So yeah, I guess while on the topic of Tammy Faye, we know that there are things going on and that have been discussed on the internet.
Theater talk is very hot right now.
Very hot right now. I don't know. We don't like getting involved in the drama. It's not our cup of tea.
Literally as I'm drinking tea.
Yeah.
I think it's important that everybody knows that, like, maybe you don't have to like the show. You definitely don't. But there is people who work for it who are now losing their jobs. So just be mindful of what you're saying and don't say like certain things about the actors. Because it's not really their fault that the book isn't that great. You know, they were hired for it, so they're gonna act the best that
Yeah.
they can with what they're given.
Exactly. And also, things are a matter of opinion. Just because you don't like something doesn't mean someone else is not gonna like something.
Yeah.
But also something to keep in mind, and like, we experience this because one of the things that we do mainly on the TikTok and on the podcast is review shows. You know, there is a correct way and a polite
Yeah.
way to say things.
Yeah.
And
I
I think it's
agree.
just important to always keep that in mind. I feel like in general, we're kind of living in a culture right now where there's a lot of hate online.
Yeah.
And it, there's correct ways to go about things. But yeah, I think that's all we're gonna say on the situation at hand. If you're listening to this and you don't know what we're referencing, you could always message us and we'll explain, but
I think, like, think before you talk. I tell the kids at work, think about what you're going to say. If you don't
yeah.
think it's very nice, keep it in your head. But yeah, I guess let's talk about more people who were casted in that, which is exciting.
Yeah.
So previously they said Bill Burr and Kieran Culkin and Bob. I was doing so well.
Odenkirk.
Yeah. And then Michael McKean.
Is a great cast.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. I think I would want to see it.
You
I
know,
think
I
if we win
yeah.
lottery, definitely.
Definitely if we win lottery. I think I read Glenn Glary. Oh my God, I can never say it. Glengarry Glen Ross in
Me
college.
too.
I think, did we read it? Were we in the same class?
I don't know, but it's like,
It was one of our theater classes.
it sounds really familiar.
I am pretty sure either we read it in the same term or it was different semester, same class. I know we read this play.
Right? Okay. I thought I
Wasn't
was
it like,
losing my mind.
isn't it in a bunch of guys in suits and stuff, and they're like all office workers? Or am I thinking of the completely wrong play?
I have no idea. Let's look it up.
Okay, Glenn
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Ross. Yeah, it's guys in suits. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It's a revival.
Yes.
Yeah. Revival. Yeah,
Yes.
we definitely read that.
We
Definitely.
definitely read it. Either we were in the same class or it was the same class, different semesters.
Yeah,
It was
definitely.
definitely in college. So yeah, I would like to see it and see what it's about. I know you and me never really do well with plays. And that's the thing too. Like we're very honest with what we do well with and what we don't do well with.
Yeah.
We're not play people. And we warn
Yeah.
everyone about that in advance. But
Although
I
we
don't
really
know.
like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter's great.
I
But
think
it's
it
like
just.
but it's like a play that's more like a musical in some sense with the way it's done. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to think the last play. I was like, oh my God, theater.
I don't think we've had one in a while. We were not huge fans of Left on 10th. We were not huge fans of Our Town.
Yeah.
What other plays have we seen? We
Yeah,
saw
that's a good
Romeo and
question.
Juliet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was pretty
Yes.
good.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, moving on to
We
the
shall
next
see.
piece of Broadway news. So talking about Broadway grosses a bit, and I guess what's going on with Broadway a little bit, there are a lot of shows closing.
A lot. Like, I feel like every week there's a new thing.
Yeah, and I do think, I mean, I think it has to do with grosses. I also feel like I don't know, I feel like it also has to do with, I think people aren't going to the theater as much anymore. I think because ticket sales, like ticket prices are so high, and
Yeah.
I think that has influenced things. In some ways, I wonder how much the influence, like the internet, has influenced people going or not going to the theater. I think it also has to do with weather. The weather in New York has not been great, but there's a lot closing, which is very scary.
I think like the problem is the shows that are closing are very niche. Like Teeth is closing. What, like
Yeah.
January 5th or whatever, or 15th?
I think
No, they're
so.
alive.
Some point, yeah.
And that's a very niche show. Like it's about, isn't it about her, you know what, having teeth in it?
Yeah, her hoo-ha.
And there's like blood coming off the stage. Like I'm not running to see that, just off of that analysis.
Yeah, like
Not
that's
analysis.
closing. I mean, Swept Away was just extended for 2 weeks, but it's still gonna be closing. But even
Yeah.
so, I think Swept Away is a niche show because you need to appreciate the music of the Abbott Brothers. I
Yeah.
mean, I know the story maybe itself is not too niche, but I don't know. I feel like there's a big difference between a show like Tammy Faye, Teeth, Swept Away, and a show like Lion King and Juliet, Book of
Yeah.
Mormon, Wicked. Like, I feel like there's, like, I hate to like say like different tiers of theater, but I do feel like in some ways there's differences.
Yeah, and I also, for some reason, I feel like Swept Away would have done better in the summer. I don't know why, but I almost feel like it would have done better. I think you need the crowd of people going more often into the city for new shows to take off. Because right
That's
now, like,
true.
yeah, like, people aren't really, like, we haven't gone. We were busy a lot and we haven't won, but we haven't gone in. And we were going a lot in the summer because it was like, okay, it's just a little hot, but let's go.
Well, that's the thing too. During the summer, even if we didn't win a lottery, we were like, you know what? The weather's nice. We're free today. Let's go in and try. In the winter, I don't have the desire to do that as much. Also, in the winter, you don't have the snowbird crowd in New York. They're all in Florida. So that whole audience is gone. And I do feel like a lot of those, I feel like that age would have bought tickets to Swept Away.
I agree
And
completely.
you're right. I mean, there's tourists this month because the holidays, but besides that, you know, the fall's not the best time to open a show, in my opinion. I think a show like Gypsy is smart around the holidays. I think a show like Elf, obviously. I just don't know if these like niche titles work.
Yeah, and tourists aren't coming and being like, I want to go see Swept Away. They're coming because they want to see Wicked or and Juliet or Back to the Future too. Like big title names.
Yeah. And what's crazy is like if you look at these Broadway grosses, like some of them, they're down a significant amount. Like Back to the
Yeah.
Future, I mean, like, obviously, it's already announced that it's closing, but I'm not really surprised. Like, for the whole week, it's only 87% capacity, and they're down $425,000 from this week, from
Wow.
last week. And there are others that are just as bad. Cult of Love, well, they're not horrendous. They're like a 90% capacity. Eureka Day, they've only been at 73% capacity all week. But even Elf, like a show made for the holidays, they're down 7% this week. Like they're down $121,000.
Wow.
And oh, and this one's crazy. Hamilton, is down 4.58%. They're down $548,000.
Could you see Hamilton closing?
I don't know. See, I feel like Hamilton's a good summer show. I don't know how it does in the winter. But
Yeah, like.
also, I thought Hamilton was going to close years ago once the whole movie came out on Disney
Yeah.
Plus.
Yeah, because why do you really want to go in if you've already seen it?
Yeah, you don't need to. You can see it right at home.
Yeah. It's kind of scary. It's kind of wild to think about.
Yeah. I don't know. Like the one show that hit 100% capacity this week, there's actually two. One is Wicked, had
Of
100%
course.
capacity, and Outsiders had 101% capacity. Oh, and Oh Mary also had 100%.
Oh, Mary. Wow, I wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah. Tammy Faye had a 47% capacity this week.
Oh my God. Well, did you see the picture of like their closing show, all those seats open?
Yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah, that's sad.
I feel like I would have gone to their closing show just so they had more people in the audience, because no one wants to close like that.
Like, I don't understand. They should have done a deal or something. Like a
Something.
last minute $20 tickets, come get it.
Yeah, like, wouldn't you rather make a little more money than no money?
Because their prices were crazy. Still.
Crazy. Even Water for Elephants had a 66% capacity this week.
Oh, and they closed. I wonder what will go
Yeah.
in that theater. It's a big theater.
I don't know. Left on 10th and Hills of California aren't doing great either. Both of them have about 50% capacity.
I think Left on 10th is closing soon. Hills of California is closing. It's a limited run.
Yeah, isn't it closing in a week or two? Or has it closed? Like, I think it's about to close.
Yeah. I think this week, I feel like for some reason the 13th is coming into my head, but that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. I
Yeah,
don't know.
it's upsetting to see.
And I wonder what's going to happen to Hadestown once Jordan Fisher leaves.
I don't know. I mean, they already announced the new cast. And I do know the guy taking over Orpheus, like, he's been in TV shows and stuff, but like, I personally have not heard of him. I think Haley is a great casting for what's, oh my God, I can't remember.
Eurydice,
Eurydice.
yeah.
Oh my God, I like started saying it and I took him back.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, she's gonna be amazing.
But I don't know if she in particular is a name that drives seats.
Yeah. Because you have to be like a theater person really to know her.
Exactly.
She hasn't been on Broadway since Once on This Island, right? That's crazy. And
No,
she's
I don't.
so
Not
good.
that I've heard of.
She's so good.
I'm curious to see what happens, but I don't know. It's been a bit upsetting. But meanwhile, then you have shows that are doing great and flourishing, like Oh Mary. They're about to do a big, like, kind of once in a lifetime celebration thing. They're doing a huge celebration for the 206th birthday of the late Mary Todd Lincoln. And because of that, they're going to do an in-person lottery for $5 tickets for December 13th, which is already, it's 2 days away from the day we're recording this. By the time the podcast come out, unfortunately, that's done. But it is a cool experience. $5, imagine.
Could you imagine? I wonder where the seats are.
I almost feel like if we're available, we should try.
What day is that? Is that Saturday?
It's Saturday.
We'd
Wait,
have to get the.
right? No,
Today's
it's
the 11th.
Friday. It's Friday. We can't go Friday.
Dang. Yeah, we have school.
Oop.
Well, work.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said school. Like
We're
we're
back in
back in high
college.
school. Like,
Yeah,
no. That's yeah, dang, that would have been cool. $5, like what? I want someone to take a video of that line. It's probably crazy.
don't know. You have to be there at 3:30 on a Friday. I don't know how big it's gonna get.
You never know. You never know.
But I guess moving on from shows that are unfortunately closing to shows that have had some really cool long runs that we thought would be fun to talk about, something kind of positive,
Yeah.
amidst all of these closings. Skylar recently found like an article on like the longest running shows, and some of them surprised me.
Yeah, right. I feel like this is the most like it's so sad that it closed because I feel like it was such like a staple on Broadway. But the Phantom of the Opera had 13,981 shows before it closed.
Wow.
Like, that's insane.
13,000 with 8 shows. If you think 8 shows a week, at least, It's
Isn't it
crazy. You know,
crazy?
I don't know if I'll ever get over phantom clothing. I mean, I get it, everything has to end at some point.
Yeah.
But I felt like it was a reliable Broadway staple. And like, I'm sure tourists were still coming out to see it. I did hear a rumor that they may bring it back one day.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked. Definitely wouldn't be shocked. I think it
Yeah.
has a, definitely like a cult following almost.
Yeah. But I heard it's going to be like sooner rather than later.
Oh, that would be honestly, I didn't see it. Which
You
is so
didn't?
wild. Yeah, no. I kept like meaning to, but then other shows came out and I always would prioritize those shows, so I never saw it,
Yeah.
which was very stupid of me.
See,
I never got that one.
I saw it back in high school, but I don't know if I appreciated it enough. Like, I
Yeah.
was kind of bored during it, I'm not gonna lie. But I think
Yeah.
if I saw it now as an adult, I think I would evaluate it differently and enjoy it more.
See, yeah, it's like the Wicked Book. You need to read it as an adult to actually like appreciate it.
Exactly.
No,
You also need
yeah.
to read it as an adult because they talk about her, Vajooj,
Vajooj. Yeah.
but
The next one is Chicago, the 1996 revival has 11,017 shows.
which we saw
Yeah.
recently.
So it probably went up by the time I took that number.
Yeah, so I mean, the show is great. I could see why it's lasted as long.
Yeah.
I feel like I am surprised that it's lasted as long as it has. Like, we've gone some that, like, when we went,
Oh my
and
God.
even I know a few other people that went, the audience was almost empty. Like, the mezzanine especially was kind of scary. You could practically sit wherever you want because there were so many seats.
I wonder if that's gonna close soon.
I don't know. The thing is, I think the reason it's lasted so long is because the show is so minimalistic. I think it's very cheap to put on. So I
Yeah.
feel like even if they don't sell out, I feel like they must be making a lot of money.
Yeah, that makes sense. 'Cause prices are high for them.
Yeah, so I don't know about that show, but I can see why it's lasted. I mean, it is Chicago. I think it says a lot that a lot of the main shows that had the longest runs on Broadway are now like classics.
Yeah.
I don't want this to come off wrong, but I understand why a show like Swept Away is not one of the longest running shows on Broadway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Because it's not just for like one audience. Like the show is for a widespread. Like you could take your mom, you could take your grandma to go see it and be okay with that.
Yeah, it's for all ages. So the next one on the list is Lion King, which had
Yeah.
10,639 performances. Besides the fact that it's Lion King and it's Disney, I think it's lasted as long as it can because it's multi-generational.
Yeah. Everybody
Like,
wants to see it.
everyone wants to see it. But like, think about it. Like, someone, like we, like say our parents took us when we were kids, right? We would now getting older once we have kids of our own, like we would take them.
Yeah, it's like a tradition almost. It's like the Radio City Rockettes. That kind of.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And even like the next one, like the next one's Wicked with 8,176 performances. Wicked's not going anywhere. Besides the fact that the movie is so popular now.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
No pun intended.
Oh, that's funny.
I realized it after I said it. But
If
yeah,
you didn't
Wicked's
say
not
that, I
like
would have them.
I know. But yeah, Wicked's not going anywhere.
Yeah, no, I don't foresee it going no, definitely not. The next one is
Yeah.
Cats. Cats had 7,485 performances. It's not bad for Cats.
No, I mean, Cats is another show that really is for like all ages,
I
but
gotta say though, it is creepy.
it has its creepy moments. Yeah. That's what I was gonna say
Yeah.
too.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But no, I agree with you. I think it has its creepy moments, and I mean, I think it's a show that will always be a classic. I think if it gets revived, I think it'll do well. But I almost feel like in some ways Cats has now become a meme,
Yeah.
especially since the
Yeah.
Cats movie.
Did you watch
And
it? No, right?
I can't, it's too creepy for me.
Yeah, I agree.
The next one on the list is Les Mis, which everyone knows is Skylar's favorite.
Oh.
6,680
Yeah, that was
performances.
at how many times did I see it? 5 times? So good.
So you were at 5 out of the 6,680.
Yeah. I love it. I feel like that show should always be on Broadway.
I think it's like a good show for some, like when you have a kid who you really want to expose theater to, and like it's like a child who's like falling in love with theater and wants to learn about different aspects of it. I think that's a good show to take them to
I would
because it's
definitely
really a
wait and
classic.
yeah, I would definitely wait though until like
High school.
13, 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of all those like mature themes, like she's a literal prostitute at one point.
Yeah. No, I don't, yeah, it's definitely not for like elementary kids, but I think it is like when you, if
No,
you have like,
yeah.
if you have a high schooler that's in love with theater, this is the show you would take them to.
Yeah, I think it helps you appreciate like it has that wow factor in the fact like the voices and like the songs and like you hear like the belts or the long just like how the actors sing. I think it would be just like a wow moment for somebody just starting to appreciate theater. Like,
Yeah.
wow, people can actually do that live.
And I think a similar one to that is the next on the list, which is A Chorus Line with
Yes.
6,137. Every theater kid should know the opening number of A Chorus Line. If you don't, I don't
100%.
see how you're in theater.
Yeah, you, A Chorus Line is a literal classic that everybody should know. It should still be on Broadway. Sorry, but it really should. Chorus Line is so good.
It should. I don't understand how a show like that close. Because again, I think it's multi-generational. I think it's, like I said, I think it's a show that every theater kid or someone who's aspiring to
Yeah.
be in theater should know.
100%.
And even the
And
way it was created is so unique. Like,
cool.
it's just, I don't know. It's such a
What's your
smart show.
favorite, what's your favorite song from it?
Ooh. So it's kind of hard for me to narrow down what my favorite song in that show is because I really love them all. I think if I had to narrow it down to a top three,
Okay.
it would be Tits and Ass. Well, actually, it's not called Tits and Ass. What is it called? Oh, Dance 10 Looks 3. It would be Music in the Mirror, and it would be Nothing.
Oh, good.
What are
Yeah, I
yours?
agree. So mine is, holy shoot, why did I just go blank?
Right?
Oh, at the ballet.
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yes.
At the ballet, What I Did for Love, and Music in the Mirror.
Oh, I love all of them. I love every single song in that show. There's none that I don't like.
It's so good.
Oh, At the Ballet is
So good.
gorgeous. I should have put that on my list.
It's 10 out of 10.
What's weird is the next show on the list, I don't know.
Neither do I. And I was
So
looking at it, and I was like, how do you say that?
the next one is O Calcutta, and it
Yeah.
ran for 5,959 shows, and I don't physically know it at all. Like I've never heard of it.
Neither have I.
Which I'm kind of stunned. How does a show that ran that long, like how do we as two theater people not know it?
I have no idea. I
Like
know,
why
it's
is no one
weird.
talking about it?
I wonder. I wonder.
We need to do some research on it, but I guess just kind of quickly going through the rest of them that are on the list.
Yeah.
There's Beauty and the Beast, followed by Rent, Book of Mormon, Jersey Boys, Miss Saigon, Aladdin, 42nd Street, Grease, and then Hamilton. None
So
surprise me.
only a few are still running. Wicked, Book of
Wait.
Mormon,
Lion
Hamilton,
King, Hamilton,
Lion
yeah.
King.
I wish
Oh,
Beauty and the Beast was still running.
I know. That one should be. Really should be.
Didn't they recently revive it in the West End? Like, I would love to see that come to Broadway.
I think so, right?
I think so.
It should. I mean,
Out of everything on this list, that's the show I would like to see revived.
that's such a classic. And yeah, that really should be.
I'm surprised it didn't last longer. Like, I wonder why The Lion King lasts longer than Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really make sense to me. I don't
Every
know.
music number was great. The costumes were gorgeous. Like,
The
the effects,
transition.
yeah. I don't know. It's strange to me.
It definitely is. I think, like, if we could have, like, an insider talk to us about, like, why certain things close, like, please reach out because I want to know. Like, what is the
Yeah.
decision? Like, ticket sales, or like, is it just you want new things in there? So I can't see Beauty and the Beast not selling tickets.
I know, me neither. I don't know. I don't know. I just don't. I don't really have an answer.
Right? Isn't it weird?
It's upsetting because I feel like it should have lasted longer. But
Yeah.
it's okay. I mean, it is what it is. Hopefully, it gets revived.
Yeah, although a lot of people are like, they need to stop reviving shows and more original work. How do you feel about that?
I do agree. I would like to see more original work. I want them to revive more classic shows, like the ones on this list.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes their choices for what is revived is strange. But I would like to see original work too. I want to see original work that's more like classic Broadway feel.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of over a lot of these modernized shows. Like, I'm over shows not having an overture or an entr'acte. Like, I want a classic Broadway show.
Did you see a gypsy that when it hits 8 o'clock or whatever time the show is, they start playing the overture?
Yeah, and I saw that they don't turn the lights off, so people are still getting seated and like doing their thing and chatting while the overture's playing, which I think is so disrespectful.
I don't like it. I think they should change it. It is so
I don't like it either.
disrespectful. Those poor musicians. That's like their
Yeah.
time to shine, and like you just took it away from them.
And the overture, I feel like, has always been one of my favorite parts of a show.
Yeah, you always talk about it.
Yeah, like they're missing out on some of the best music. Like,
Yeah.
I think it's disrespectful to the musicians. I think it's disrespectful to the composer.
Yeah, I
I
agree
think it should
completely.
be you, at least if you're gonna still see people, okay, but turn the lights off.
Yeah, like just make it seem like it's starting. Like, why can't they start that at 8? Is it because it's too long?
Well, they do start it at 8, but they don't turn the lights off. That's the
Oh no, I mean, why
problem.
can't they just start the show at 8? That's what I meant.
I don't know. It
Oh,
doesn't make sense to me.
it's very rude to me. I feel bad for the musicians.
I do too. I do want to see Gypsy. I'm hoping we can go at some point soon.
Yeah, we have time. I keep telling
Yeah.
myself. I feel like we always rush and like we want to see it right away so we can like talk about it and whatever. But I keep reminding myself that we have time. It just opened.
Yeah, we got
Well,
time.
it didn't even open. It's in previews.
Yeah. I guess moving on then to our big topic of the week, which is the gift ideas for Broadway fans.
Yeah. And I'm gonna
Yeah.
pose a question for you. Are you
Yes,
ready?
ma'am. Yes.
What was your favorite Broadway related gift that was not tickets?
Okay. I'm prepped. So, years ago when I went to theater camp, not years ago, but years ago when I went to theater camp, my friends and I all did the Secret Santa exchange for the holidays. So we hadn't seen each other since the summer, but we all were like really close. We were getting together during December, whatever. One of my friends, Sherry, shout out Sherry, she knew I was obsessed with Newsies.
Yeah.
And she, like all of us kind of like that were like Newsy fans, like everyone knew that like Andy Richardson from the cast had like a Tumblr, and he used the Tumblr to communicate with fans and stuff. And like we all like everyone would actually like chat with him online. Like he was so cool, nicest guy, right? And she apparently what took it upon herself for her Secret Santa gift to message Andy and say, "Hey, one of my really close friends from camp is like a super fan of Newsies. Would you and the cast mind helping me out with putting a gift together for her?" Did I ever tell you this?
No.
I'll have to show you next time you come over.
Yeah, what?
So she mailed them a notebook with like pictures of me on it and their pictures of the cast on it and stuff. And every single one of them wrote a personalized letter to me in the notebook.
Oh my God.
And she told him that my favorite performer in the show was Mike Feist. And he
Yes.
signed and wrote a letter to me on the very first page in the notebook. And then Andy actually mailed it back to her, and she gave me that gift for Secret Santa.
I'm speechless.
I never told you about this.
No.
I like sobbed when I opened the gift because it was so like it was probably the most one of the most touching gifts I've ever been given.
Yeah.
And it was so personalized. And they all wrote messages to me about how like how to make it in the field or in the industry in general, and just like what it means to like love theater and like be proud of
Yeah.
yourself. And it was just like, it's so cool. Like, I have to show it to you.
That's crazy. And the fact
I
that he did it, did she have to pay him?
even, no, this was free. The whole thing was free. And I mean, except I don't know, maybe she paid the shipping. I don't know.
Yeah.
And what was crazy is, oh my God, what was I gonna say? Oh, afterwards, like when I got this whole thing, I took pictures of the letters and I would like, I was at that time everyone was using Twitter, and I would like tag like the cast member who wrote the letter. I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much for the letter." And they all were like liking the post. They were responding back to me. They were like, "Oh my God, I'm so happy you got it." And this and that. I was like, "How is this happening? How is this my life right now?" This was in high school.
That's so cool. Wow.
I can't believe I never told you that.
Yeah, no, you've never told me that.
I'll try to pull out the notebook so you can look at it tomorrow before we head into the city if we have time.
Yeah.
You
That's
gotta see
crazy.
it. There's
That's
like
cool.
literally like most of the original Broadway cast is in there, if not everyone.
You have Jeremy Jordan?
I don't remember if I have Jeremy Jordan. I think I have Corey Cott.
Oh, that's still good.
Yeah, I have
Love
to
Corey
look.
Cott.
Oh,
That's a good one.
that's a good one. But Mike Feist on the first page, dude, when I opened up
Pass
that
out.
notebook, I passed out.
And all these people after challengers. No, get
No,
away.
I was the OG.
He's for the theater people.
He's for us.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Well, mine's not that exciting, I guess. But so when I was living at my mom's house, I had all my playbills in a like a storage container, and when I moved out, I forgot to take them. So for Christmas, she surprised me and made a binder of all my playbills and put them all inside little sheets.
Oh,
But in the
wow.
yeah, in the front says like Skylar's Broadway something. I think Adventures, Skylar's Broadway Adventures, yeah. And she wrapped it up and gave me that. And I thought it was special because I didn't know what to do with them because I live in a small apartment and I wanted to keep them, obviously. And in my old room at my mom's house, I had them hanging up, like by clothespins and like on display. And here, there's not really anywhere to display it. So I like that she took it upon herself to make a solution so I could keep it with me.
Oh, this was recent.
Yeah, it was last year.
Oh, wow. That's so cute, though. That's a great gift.
Right?
And see,
I
that's
mean,
something that I would recommend to people is give, your kids a Playbill binder.
no, 100%, because it keeps them safe, and also like it I have it in my bookshelf, like it doesn't take up that much space.
Your
Yeah.
binder, how many Playbills fits in it?
It's so it overflows now because of the shows we saw. So I have to get more sheets. But it fit all of them that I saw from whenever I started going to up until when we started, because we started going like
Wow.
a lot.
I'm having problems. I don't know if I showed you. I'm already on Playbill Binder 4.
Yeah, I
I
have to
don't
get
know where to
another
put
one.
them. All the
But
ones
I
that we've
think
been
it's
going
great.
to recently, I haven't been able to put in my binder yet. I
I have a
can't.
pile. It's right on top of my binder that I keep procrastinating, but we need to do something with. But that's a great gift because it's so simple, but it's so like meaningful. Because they know like you love Broadway. What's one thing?
And it's very personalized to you. And I love that she decorated the outside of it too. And that's so funny that she wrote the word adventures. And now we always talk about our podcast and adventures.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
That's crazy.
That's weird.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of weird juju in the air.
Weird juju. And you know what I'm sitting here thinking about? We're gonna go see the Outsiders tomorrow.
I know. So one thing that we didn't mention earlier is that we left it up to the universe whether or not we should end up at
Yes.
Outsiders.
Yeah, we did.
So last night, Skylar and I, you may have seen the meme that she posted on TikTok, but we were on the phone for like 2 hours trying, just staring at the Telecharge website, deciding if we buy these tickets.
Yeah. Well, I guess what's important is we bought Urinetown tickets, which is exciting. So we started there and then we went. We were supposed to record the podcast. That did not happen yesterday. So we just kept going.
We were just like, let's just buy more tickets. So then we got to Outsiders, couldn't decide what to do. We both really wanted to go, but we were hesitant. And then I was like, okay, you know what? Let's leave it up to the universe. If there's no Outsiders lottery at midnight, and if these seats are still there by the morning, then it's meant to be. And they were. And there
And
was no
so,
lottery.
and honestly, I felt better buying them this morning because of that. Because, like, it's the universe. We have to do it, obviously.
That they want us there tomorrow. Who
There's
knows?
a reason.
Maybe we'll have a gift. Last time we went to the show, which I'll share for all of you, the best gift of all during the show was that I think KWP's shirt malfunctioned during the Rumble and it just flew wide
Oh.
open.
His shirt flew wide open, and we almost we
That was the night we weren't supposed to go to Outsiders. We were supposed to go to
grabbed each
Death
other. Yeah,
Becomes Her, and the show canceled. So,
we got a gift.
the universe gave us a gift.
They wanted us there, the universe, honestly, because of that. Oh
Oh,
my
they wanted
God.
us to see him wet and shirt off during the Rumble.
During the oh my God, it's so unwell. That's exciting. I wonder what we'll get tomorrow.
What was funny though is when that happened, Scott and I were just like hitting each other, like, do you see this? Like, is this happening? And the guy next to us, we were in standing room, he's just cracking up at the two of us, the way we reacted.
We're dying. At least we're in the box, we're gonna be like nobody around us, really.
We can enjoy
Yeah.
whatever we want.
That was so funny. Another idea is an ornament. I see people make like mini playbills. Like, you could print it out
Ooh.
and you could put all the shows that you saw that year in the little like plain ornament.
That is so cute. You should start doing that.
I should. I was gonna do it for all the books I read this year too,
You read
because
a
I'm
lot of books,
so.
though.
I'm up to my 55th book. I'm so close
Oh my
to my
God.
goal of 60. Let's
You got a
go.
couple weeks left.
I got this. I got this. Especially when I'm off from work, I'll just be sitting there reading. But I think that's a great idea too. And I could do it for you because I know it shows. You could go on someone's Instagram and it's so special. It's like a keepsake.
Again, it's personalized. It's special. I really like that idea.
Yeah.
Another idea, which Scott and I have already been chatting about, is Broadway Con tickets.
Yes.
So Broadway Con is going to be taking place in February. It's February 7th to 9th of 2025 this year. It's at the New York Hilton. And tickets, they have the weekend passes were on sale already, but now tickets this week went on sale for day passes. And I think that's a great idea to get for like your young theater lover, kid or
Yeah.
sister or whatever.
And I was looking at it for 2 days, it comes out to like 186 or something. But for the 3 days, it's like 200.
Oh.
So,
So
and I might have done.
are you saying we should just be buying 3 day passes?
I gotta make sure I did my math correctly. Because I was looking at it quickly at the preschool at work. And I was like, wait a second. Does it make more sense? No, wait.
Wait, I'm opening this up right now. I have it open. Hold on. So a day pass is $93.25.
Oh, it's 232 for every day.
Times two. So it's $186 for a 2 day pass. A general pass is 232. So 232 minus 186, it's a $46 difference.
There we go. Yeah.
You know what's weird?
Yeah,
Last
I
night.
was just thinking the same thing. Isn't that psychotic?
It's the same exact
It's,
number.
yeah.
So last night, Scott and I were trying to decide whether or not we buy the box seats for outsiders or these like partial view seats that were 89, and it was also exactly a $46 difference.
See, that's what I was like,
That's juju. That's the universe. That's the universe.
right?
What does that mean?
I don't know. We're gonna talk about it.
If we go 3 days, we're going like it's a lot.
We're too old. Like, I know us. Like, we're
We're gonna be
just
these
too
cranky
old.
old ladies.
Like, everyone's gonna be, oh, we're gonna, I don't know. Everyone's gonna be scared of us.
I think 1 or 2 days is probably enough for us.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, like, it's not that big of a difference, which is, like, annoying. Yeah.
$46. I almost feel stupid not buying the 3 day pass, and then we just decide what we actually do later on.
Yeah. So I don't
Do
know.
we get anything extra if we buy the 3 day pass versus a 1 day pass?
Access to market selfie to purchase
That's the same
autograph.
thing as the 1 day.
Yeah. So
The
no.
platinum passes, I don't know how anyone affords that. $1,200.
Like, why?
Yeah, that is like. I don't see why it has to be a $800. Well, actually, no, more like a $1,000 jump from the
But,
3 day
like,
pass.
also, there's this BroadwayCon pop-up piano bar that they're gonna get in. Rude.
It's okay. I don't think we're missing out big on that. But I do think BroadwayCon's a great gift idea for a young theater lover. A lot of people cosplay. It's literally like Comic Con, but for theater
Yeah.
kids. Another good place to look is on playbillstore.com. On this website, one, you could plot buy the Playbill binders. You can get a Broadway calendar, which I used to do every single year, and I used to love them. But also you can buy like all of the merchandise from the different Broadway shows on here.
Yeah.
So like if you like took your kid or you went with your family member to a show and you knew they wanted a piece of merch but they didn't buy it at the time, you could probably find it on here and buy it.
Yeah, or you could go to the individual shows' websites and buy from there too.
That too. And also on here, there's also like exclusive like Playbill merchandise. Like they even have like little like postcards that have the anniversary Playbill covers for the 140th anniversary that they did recently. So
That's
that could be
cool.
really cool. Like if you have someone who loves Outsiders, for example, you can get a little postcard with all four of them.
Yeah, and I would say too, check Etsy. Like, if you know, like, someone loves Newsies or Bandstand or like random shows, even though Newsies not random. Etsy, you could go on and find like really cool merch, like really
Yeah.
cool, like niche things. I love Etsy. I get a lot of people's presents from Etsy. I think it's so
Yeah.
cool when it's like handmade and like individualized or whatever.
I agree. I love when it's really like one of a kind. Like it's a great place to get gifts.
Yeah.
Etsy's great. You know where else is really good? Even Barnes and Noble's.
Yeah.
They have a huge theater section. I've gotten multiple books about Broadway from Barnes and Nobles in the past, and they have some for like all different age groups. You could even buy cast albums on there. You can even find some of this information on Amazon, but I think Barnes and Noble is a great place to look. Ulta is great right now because they have all the Wicked makeup.
Yes, and we love the body soap.
Love. So the
And the
soap is,
cream.
yeah. Look, I didn't even show you. Remember I told you I ordered it on Ulta's Black Friday sale? I got the Elphaba one.
Beautiful.
I have to open
Beautiful.
it.
I
And
use the
all,
cream every day.
me too. I'm
Love
like,
it.
I'm obsessed with the Glinda one. I can't stop using this. And so all the like the creams and stuff, that's actually from a company called Beekman 1802, I guess 1802. But they also have like Rem Beauty themselves has a makeup line. They have like a makeup palette for girls or guys or whoever it is. And I highly recommend the Wicked products. Like every product has been so well made that we've tried so far.
Yeah, really highly recommend it. And same thing goes to Target too for Wicked.
Target has a
Target, I saw
ton.
Kohl's too for some reason. Kohl's as a lot.
Yeah, Target has some great stuff. They have Wicked Monopoly now. I saw that they have like Wicked Candy, Wicked Pop Vinyls. Like, there are so many items you can get on there.
And they'll love it. Even Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, there's a Wicked Build-A-Bear. I kind of want the Elphaba.
I know. I kind of do too.
I have a $25 Build-A-Bear gift card that I have not used.
Where did you get that from?
One of my friends gave it to me for my birthday. I don't know what to do with
That's
it.
so random.
I mean, I love Build-A-Bear. I just haven't gone. So maybe you and me could go to Build-A-Bear one day.
And Build-A-Bear. I have my Buddy the Elf Build-A-Bear.
Well, I think Buddy the Elf needs an elf of a friend.
Oh,
Oh.
Jovi would be
Jovi better
jealous.
watch out. Does Build-A-Bear, I'm just going on, and now I'm going on Build-A-Bear's website. Do they have any other Broadway-themed ones? They do have Glinda as a rabbit.
Love
Let's see. I'm looking at the whole Wicked collection right now.
it.
Oh my God, they have Wicked t-shirts and dresses.
Oh, love
You can
it.
literally, oh my God, you can buy Defying Gravity for them to put in the heart of the bear. So when you squeeze the bear, it sings
Oh,
Defying Gravity.
stop it right now.
That's crazy.
That's iconic.
That is crazy.
We didn't talk about the biggest news. Oh my God.
What?
How did we not talk about this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Trisha Paytas is going to be on Broadway.
The queen. A
Yes.
queen.
I feel like we manifested it
We talked about it like all the
a
time.
lot. A lot.
But I don't know what we're gonna do because those tickets go on sale Friday.
Know. And but I feel like we're gonna have a good chance of getting like not too expensive because it's a bigger theater.
Like if we buy as a part of the sale, or are you saying if we wait? I'm nervous to wait again.
No, if we do it a part of, like, I wonder if they'll sell like 69, 59.
Yeah. Like the thing is, it's in the St. James. So we know the layout.
Yeah,
We
mezzanine,
know
fine.
we love Rojay in the mezzanine. We know we're okay with orchestra, but I'm sure it's gonna be a lot of money. Is there a balcony in St. James? Yes.
Yes, we don't want to sit there.
We don't want balcony. But if we have to for Trisha, I'm willing to do it. She said she's bringing out Broadway guest stars and stuff. I just feel like for I
It's
mean
our night.
I yeah, and you know what? I think the fact that we missed the Christmas show, I think it was meant to be because I think us personality-wise, we really would want to be at the Broadway show more. And if we went to the Christmas one, we probably wouldn't have gone to the Broadway one.
No, I agree completely. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, did the universe tell us something that we should wait?
Yeah. But we are agreed. We're buying tickets Friday.
Yeah, we gotta buy them, definitely.
Yeah. I just don't want to risk it again.
Yeah.
Another Broadway gift I just thought of. There's a board game that I was given years ago, and it is so much fun. It's called Be a Broadway Star.
Oh.
And it's an actual Broadway board game where they ask you Broadway trivia questions, and it's kind of like Monopoly combined with Trivial Pursuit slash
That's
Sorry
cool.
for theater kids. We should play it one day.
That's cool.
Oh my God, wait a minute.
Definitely.
That would be such a fun episode to play the board game live.
Oh my God, we should do that.
That would be so much fun. Either we do it here or we play it live on Instagram or something.
Yeah, we should do that. That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. We need to chat about that
Edit.
more. Some other Broadway gift ideas. If you have a little actor or actress in the making, even buying them some monologue books is nice.
Yeah, definitely. Let them practice and all that. Or some
Yeah.
plays too to read.
Plays is great. Even some song books from shows. Like I have a Newsy song book. Like it just helps you learn.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other ideas.
But
I feel like we've covered a lot.
yeah, and on our TikTok, we talk about like what shows to take like kids at a certain age. So
Yeah.
if you're thinking about buying tickets for like a young kid in your life or whatever, definitely check that out on what to not buy from, because we've definitely seen kids walk into like Sunset Boulevard and leave terrified. So that's not a great idea. Although it is
No.
a Spice Girl in it, it's not.
She's
No,
not a
Pussycat
Spice
Doll.
Girl.
Pussycat Doll. Sorry,
No,
Mubby.
but what was funny is my brain had to process it for a second, like, huh? Is she a
Yeah.
Spice Girl?
My bad. Pussycat Doll. So definitely, and I would say outsiders too. I would not take a kid. I don't
No.
understand why people are.
I wrote in when we were making that post, I put that I think it needs to be like high school plus, and I
Yeah.
highly think that. You know what I think would be fun to quickly read before we end today's podcast? I think we should read what we put on our holiday get wish list on TikTok, our personal ones.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because we put some funny stuff.
Yeah.
So, do you want to read yours first? Or you want me to read mine first?
You could go first.
Okay, so this is my holiday wish list.
Listen, Santa. Listen up.
Let's sit
Okay?
up. We need help. One, front row tickets to The Outsiders.
Naturally.
Probably not going to happen. A lot of money. But you know what? I think the box is pretty good, and we treated ourselves. We wrote this before
We
we
did.
bought them.
Yeah.
Two, front row tickets to Sunset Boulevard.
Yes.
Three, the Pony Boy notebook that I should have bought at Broadway Flea but couldn't justify at the time because it was $40.
Yeah. And
I
now, what is it reselling for?
think a lot. Hold on. Pony
It was like
Boy
12, 20.
notebook. Right now it's 20. There's one on Etsy, but I think it's a like someone created it for $25. I don't think it's a resell.
Oh, that's the resale's probably gone.
Resell, I think so.
Crazy.
Yeah, they were highly priced. Four, a private screening of Wicked so I can cry in peace. Skylar,
Yes.
you're invited to that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I kind of
You're
thought so.
welcome. Yeah, that was a given.
Yeah.
Five, more Beekman 1802 Wicked products. I'm obsessed and they smell delish.
Yes.
Six, a Newsies revival. Seven, a Telecharge, Ticketmaster, SeatGeek, or Today Ticks gift card. Eight, more Playbill binder sleeves.
Yes.
And nine, Jonathan Bailey.
Oh, that was a great one. That
You.
man, holy moly.
The gays won.
They won. It's not fair.
Not fair at all.
Not fair. Okay, so mine is kind of similar, as my first one was Front Row The Outsiders. Second was a Pony Boy book. My third was to hear Jeremy Jordan sing Santa Fe Live. I feel like that's
Oh,
not fair that I have not seen it, him sing that
I'm so
live.
sorry, but I have. I am so sorry.
I know, I feel like that's not fair. see Jamie Moscato in The Great Comet. I would give anything to go to the West End. When that's my next one, go to the West End.
Let's go to London.
I would do anything to see him. I love that musical. Love it.
Can we take a weekend girls trip to London?
Could you
Honestly.
imagine 24 hours? That'd be crazy.
Is it possible? Can we do it in 48 hours?
No, definitely not.
Maybe.
We'd be so dead when we come back to the United States.
I think we
Our jet lag would be so weird.
should do some research because it's on my bucket list to go to the West End, and I know it's on your bucket list too, and I want to do
Yeah.
it.
That'd be so cool. If I see him in anything, I think I'll pass out. But especially in that show, because that show, it's not fair how it closed. That was
What happened?
BS. There was like some controversy, I think, and then it like closed within like a week and a half.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So
Like
what was
after the
next on the
controversy.
list?
See Gypsy, please. I want to see it. I want to win lottery front row Sunset Boulevard. I don't want to pay absurd amount of money. I
Oh,
want to
I
win the
wish.
lottery.
I
I want to
wish.
hear Aaron Tveit sing Roxanne one more time live. Just one more time live, please.
Yes.
Just that, and then I can leave. Like I
Remember
want
when
to be.
he. No,
What?
continue. No, I was gonna say, do you remember when we heard him do the opt up?
Oh, I passed. Oh my God. I think I passed out. My
Don't
eyes
know.
closed.
I don't know if I've ever seen you more unwell.
Yeah. Because I feel like that was historic. Like, I could say now, when I'm on my deathbed, that I heard Aaron Tveit sing Roxanne live and he opted up. So, ha.
And it was worth every penny.
So worth it. So I want to just be seated in the theater and I just want him to sing that to me and then I could go home. Like that's really it.
I think that's
Thank
very
you very much. And
valid.
then my last one is to see Brody as Pony Boy.
Will it happen tomorrow? I don't know.
Let's see. Let's see.
I hope
The
so.
Santa tell me, please bring me those. Come on, Santa.
Ugh, please. Well, anyway, I guess that's it for this week.
Yeah, it was a
That's
good one.
everything. It's a good one. It's a good one. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Well, once again, you can follow us on our social medias on TikTok at Love Letters to BY. BY? BY with one
Anyway, why?
Y. Or at Love Letters to BY with two Ys on Instagram.
You just keep thinking about KWP's shirt opening.
I really am. I'm having a little tongue twist tonight. And then once again, if you have any inquiries, you can reach us at Love Letters to BY. At Love Letters to Broadway. I can't do it
At loveletterstobroadway @gmail.com. Michelle doesn't sleep, but if you want to talk at 5 a.m., I'll be there for you. I got you.
It's
We're a little loopy because we're gonna go see the Outsiders, and we needed it because I feel like our energy was down for a while, and now I feel like out of 10, I'm ready.
Yeah, we're getting better. We're getting better. Well, we're gonna be on another level tomorrow.
We should record ourselves after.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna
This
be
is us
another
before. This is us after.
level. We're gonna have to.
Yeah,
Okay.
definitely.
Well, anyway, that's it for the night. That's it for the
Thanks for
podcast.
listening.
Thank you
Have a great
all.
week.
Have
We'll
a
see
good
you next
week.
week. Bye.
Bye.